This is WKAR Online. After 24 years, John Schneider will publish his last column in the Lansing State Journal on Sunday. At 63, Schneider has penned hundreds of columns, notably helping the little guys sort out their problems. Many of his columns have dealt with family life, including the tragic drowning death of his daughter and the last years of his mother's life. Like hundreds of others, he's accepting a buyout from Gannett, the State Journal's parent company. He'll be replaced by Mark Mays, who has already written a few columns. WKAR's Scott Pohl spoke with John Schneider about his work and about what comes next.
I've always enjoyed writing columns about people who were in trouble in some way, needing, you know, an operation or not being able to get an agency of government to respond to their needs and be able to use, you know, the power of the State Journal to change the tide. The other category I've always liked is my Sunday column, in which I write generally about my family, my kids, and my mother, and occasionally my wife or whatever. I try to write those in a way that they're sort of universal, you know, as opposed to just writing about my individual situation. I try to write it in a way that other people can identify with it, and that seems to have worked. I mean, people do identify with those columns, and it's always very rewarding.
Are you leaving a few things hanging, issues or stories you've been following that are unresolved at this point? And if so, is Mark Mays, who's taking the column over, is there any sort of intention to your knowledge that he'll follow through on those stories after your last column?
Yes. Mark's main role will be to continue the watchdog role. The editors, when they hired Mark, insist that he will continue this sort of grassroots theme that I created.
When you took over from the former Onlooker column, there must have been something in that transition that I'm going to surmise you're probably doing now to help in the transition to Mark taking over a daily column in the State Journal.
Yes. Jim Howe, of course, wrote under the Onlooker column for 27 years, and his column was different than mine. It was folksier. You know, he grew up in the UP. I grew up in Detroit, in the city of Detroit. So naturally, we brought different perspectives to the world. When I agreed to take on the column, I certainly asked the editors if I could make it my own, because I knew that I didn't want to and couldn't do what Jim was doing. And they agreed that they would. You know, there are things that I've continued in Jim's tradition, and that is, as he used to put it in his folksy way, there always should be a place in a newspaper, no matter how big or important it gets, where we can tip our hats to the little old man who shovels the snow so that the little old lady can get to the bus in the morning. And so, you know, that was his way of saying that all these little heroic deeds that go on day to day that nobody ever notices should receive some notice in the newspaper, and so I've continued to do that. Mark Mays, my successor, stated outright in Sunday's column that he's not John Schneider, and he doesn't want to be, and he never will be. He's Mark Mays, and he'll continue some of the things I've been doing, and he'll discover new avenues on his own.
What's next for you? You're too young to stop writing. You must have some plans to continue.
Yes, well, I'm going to write my own blog, and you can find that at johnschneiderblog.com. Probably it'll be more like somewhere between my blogs now and my Sunday columns. And I'm entertaining some other offers, and I don't know whether those will pan out or whether I'll just sort of, you know, work on my own for a while, maybe write a book. I've got some ideas in mind, but I just want to take some time first to sort of not have anybody to answer to and just sort of see where my writing takes me. I can't imagine quitting writing ever, you know, as long as I'm able to, you know, punch a keyboard or even dictate into a microphone. My intention is to keep writing always. I don't think I could stop even if I wanted to.